Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, repeated studies and surveys find that women still do the majority of tasks in the home, which understandably they can be a bit miffed about. But by the same token, are there domestic tasks which are exclusively labelled as men's jobs, changing plugs or fixing toilets? And if the man in your house is useless at DIY, does that make him 20% less sexy? We're joined by Pete the Builder Finn and journalist Saoirse Hanley. Good afternoon to you both.
How are you?
Hello.
How are we
going?
Pete, are you finding that like your Gen Z male just can't do any of this stuff anymore?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. I think we live in a different world than we used to. We have, you know, AI and technology are a big part of everybody's life. So I think if you're someone who has some skills where you're able to do some jobs around the house, it increases your value, I think, in lots of ways. And look, I'm always pushing the agenda. I really do think that, you know, a life in construction is now a good life. I think we've moved away. We've evolved. We've gone from being the builder's bum kind of caveman type builder into much more technical species of construction workers these days.
Yeah, but do you find like colleagues of yours are called out to houses to, you know, do stuff that the householder perhaps should know themselves how to do?
Yeah, look, I'm always saying it, like, everybody should have a certain amount of DIY skills. It's quite difficult to get people to do, especially small jobs. You know, if you're getting a larger project done, you know, you're going to have a tradesperson that's involved at several stages. But if you're just looking to get small fixes done around the home, it's very difficult to get a tradesman to come or a tradesperson to come and do the work. So I think, you know, I'm always pushing it to get DIY skills going and for people to try and master some of the jobs themselves. Obviously, you have to keep it safe and you don't do any of the jobs that could cause anybody any harm. But, you know, there's lots of jobs out there that people, for some reason, you see, I think life has gone where you can order everything on your phone, whether it's food, whether it's God knows what you can order on the phone. So I think people have just become a little bit softer and a bit more lazy in terms of getting, you know, small jobs done around the home. And I do think, I'm always saying it, we need to start learning those skills. And again, get the radio on, get a bit of crack going, and it's a very enjoyable thing to do as well.
Yeah,
Satisfying, you know.
Because I imagine if the radiator stops working, and really all you need to do is buy a key and look up a YouTube video how to bleed a radiator, but you know, you won't get somebody to come out and do that.
Well, definitely not bleeding a radiator. I mean, like, that type of thing is certainly something, you know, that a busy tradesperson is not going to listen to. They're going to, you know, if you want someone to come out and do a small job like that, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time, or you're going to be relying on a neighbour or a friend or somebody like that to come and do it. So, again, that's why I'd always say, definitely take out the YouTube videos, learn these skills, and you'll have them for the rest of your life, and then pass on those skills as well then to your kids and family and friends, you know?
Yeah. I wonder now, have dads stopped passing down those skills, or maybe their sons and daughters aren't interested in learning them anymore?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both, you know. I think we used to, yeah, I think needs must as well. Like, we whether we like to say it or not, the reality of it is that we live in a time when most people have got a lot of luxuries around them, and we've become used to those luxuries. Whereas back in the day, the thoughts of paying somebody to do a small job in your home just wasn't even part of the thought process. It was that's what people did. Whereas these days, you know, people like to get everything done for them. And look again, you know, the level of craftsmanship and the level of work that we've got done with what we do in Ireland, I'm very proud of it. And again, like, people have very high standards in terms of what they want to get done at their home. So they sometimes say, look, I'm not going to try that because I wouldn't feel as though I'm going to do it to the right standard. But, and again, you know, if you're talking about, like, you know, a big load of fitted furniture or something like that, or fitting a full kitchen or wardrobe set, I'd be saying, okay, that's not a DIY job that you should be taking on for your first DIY job. But, you know, there's lots of jobs out there that we can do, and we should be learning how to do it. And again, why not pass it on? It's like, I have three daughters and I have them helping me all the time, and they actually really love it. They can all use measuring tape and they can all use the screw guns. And again, I keep it safe with them, but, like, you know, they can't wait to come out and help me do my bits and pieces around their own home. And I even bring We do a daddy-daughter day individually with them, where they come on a Saturday with me and work for the day, you know.
And you know, like two clichés about builders, the builder's bum, that's long gone. The other cliché is that builders standing around doing nothing, whistling at women. Has that turned full circle now, that a woman sees a man in Snickers and she's whistling at him?
The Snickers effect is what you're describing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the old Diet Coke ad from years ago is slowly coming into reality. Look, you know, lads in construction and women in construction, you know, there's something attractive about somebody that's useful and that's able to do something for you. And again, I do agree the Snickers workwear and the workwears that are out there now look good, and there's not that many builders bum. It's nearly gone. There's still a few of them left, but most people these days are looking after themselves and are a bit more healthy. Construction is not a job that you can now go, or you know, if you don't go to school or you don't go to college, you could end up on a building site, as if it's a negative thing. Getting into construction and being involved in construction, you're earning money very quickly, and there's good money to be made in it. And again, you know, the health and safety and the technology that has evolved in construction is massive. So it's not that as hard on the body as it used to be. Yes, you still have to put in some serious hours, and you know, some of the work is very, very hard on the body, but it's not what it used to be. It's not that backbreaking work that it used to be. And again, I do think that people find it attractive to see. It's a bit like the father Ted Milkman, you know what I mean? He used to have all the women looking at him as well. So I think there's a few of those lads going around in vans and Snickers clothes these days, you know, where the women find them attractive because they have the tools to help out the few jobs around the house.
Yes. Saoirse, as a committed feminist, I assume you've, you know, you're tiling walls and putting up plasterboard and all that kind of stuff.
I was going to say, it is like it's the main way I let myself down as a, you know, someone raised by a single mother, as a feminist person and as an independent woman. I'm useless. And I remember, like, I've no excuse because, as I say, like, my dad died really young. My mom did everything in the house, like any job, my mom's going to do it. If, you know, the things my friends call their dads for, I'm calling my mom. So I have no reason to believe that, like, a woman's place is not, like, holding, you know, the tools to do things. But the amount of times that, like, my boyfriend has seen something that needs doing in the house and I'll be like, oh, God, I better tell the landlord or I better get a person for that. And he's like, what? No, I'll just do it there. I was like, that's an option? You're going to go do it. You're going to go fix it. What do you mean you're going to go fix because the toilet doesn't flush? What are you talking about? But I honestly have no excuse for it because, as Pete was talking about that, like, the YouTube video effect, like, when I lived with one of my best friends for years, Hannah, multiple times our washing machine broke. It just never wanted to work for us. I don't know if we were overloading it with all our clothes or what. But I remember coming home one day and she had a YouTube video in one hand and with the other hand, she was like unscrewing something and trying to fix it. And the amount of times that she got that sorted, and it was eye-opening to me that she could just do that. I think there's something there is something really sexy about somebody being able to just do something, to just be able to, like, have something, to have it handled, you know? I think sometimes the more, particularly as a woman anyway, the more independent that you are, the more you appreciate not having to be. You know, when someone is there to be able to be like, I've got this, I can sort this out. This isn't another job for you to do or for you to have to call someone up about. It's so deeply attractive. It's really good. It's something that I think I wish I was better at myself, because there are the amount of things, like when Pete was saying about if you rang somebody to bleed a radiator, they wouldn't come to your house. I'd be distraught. I'd be like, I have to bleed the radiator. What do you mean? So I think my boyfriend would be on call for that one.
Okay, yeah, well, you wouldn't want, you know, radiator. You wouldn't get radiator blood on the floor.
I get my nails done. There's things that I definitely do. I think I am a little bit, certainly when it comes to DIY, I am a little bit risk averse in that I think everything is probably going to kill me. Like, there was a while back there that there was something wrong with the plug, and it really was as simple as like replacing the plug casing. But to me, the idea of like unscrewing something that is in any way connected to an electric just made me think I was going to immediately electrocute everyone on our block. Like, I was like, the whole apartment's going up in smoke if I touch this. So I think it's something that I have a bit of a block against, that I, for some reason, am quite afraid of some of these things. But then I think there's something deeply satisfying when you do learn to do it. Like, I remember when I first learned to change a tire on my car, I was like, this is revolutionary. Everyone should know how to do this. They probably do. But it was news to me when I first learned that it's actually quite an easy process. My siblings taught me, my younger siblings, which is so embarrassing. But I remember being taught, and from then on, I was like, this is something I have in my like mental toolkit that I know I can fix. I know I can do that. So I think definitely the more you can try to do it, I think the maybe less afraid you become of it. But certainly if it involves anything too serious, I suddenly think, oh my God, I have to get a professional to do this, or my poor boyfriend who has to do everything.
Saoirse, thanks a million. So if Saoirse Hanley turns up at your front door with a screwdriver and an offer to help, don't let her into the house. Also thanks to Pete Finn, otherwise known as Pete the Builder.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.